So let's start. Can you just say what your name is, how old you are, and perhaps where you live in Peterborough?
Yeah, my name's Tony Wood. My name's Tony Wood. I live in Brook Furlong, which is on the Ravensthorpe estate. Yeah, and my age is
You don't have to say.
72.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you like living in Peterborough?
Yeah, I've been up here for about 36 years now.
Yeah, where were you before?
I come out of Tottenham.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you think the differences are?
Oh, it's a hell of a lot of difference, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, from where I live, like, it's just like a concrete jungle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, up here is a bit more open space, like, you know.
So you really enjoy the green spaces compared to
Oh,
Peterborough?
yeah, well, I've been to green space all my life because
Oh.
like a lorry driver,
All right, yeah.
so I'm always out and out all over the place, like, you know, all the countryside, different roads, you know.
So driving through it rather than perhaps being in it.
Yeah, driving through it, yeah, but you're still looking around, like,
Yeah,
you
of
know, if you
course.
go to Wales, Scotland, or
Yeah.
anywhere, you know.
Yeah. So what got you involved with West Raven? Can you remember the first thing that got you involved?
Well, what it was a friend of mine, because I just retired about 18 months ago, and I won't tell you why, but
That's okay, you don't have to.
no. Well, what it was, I was a lorry driver and I lost my license, right? So I thought to myself, well, I was getting a bit browned off,
Yeah.
a bit cheesed off, and
Yeah. What, bored?
bored,
Yeah, frustrated.
yeah, and I had to buy myself a bike. I was biking everywhere. And my next door neighbour, my mate, he said to me, why don't you come up here to Westwood? He said to the hub. I didn't even know what it was because I never even bothered to look, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'll come up here and come in there and had a little chin wag and that was it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you remember what they first asked you to do? Was it one particular
Well, they
task
said
that
it
they
was all
said?
voluntary work, you know. They
Yeah.
said, you ain't getting paid for it. I said,
Yeah.
well, no, it don't matter.
Yeah.
He gets me out of the house. Gets me away from the other half.
I'm sure he or she would love to hear that.
She.
Yeah. So the rewards are great then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's open air. I mean, I'm up here every day.
Yeah.
Even like Saturday and Sunday, you know. Even when there's no one up here.
Oh, okay.
I just like the. I suppose I
So
can't
the
really.
atmosphere as well? Or?
Yeah, the atmosphere, I mean, when you get through the lights up there, you know, giving you a hand, you know, I mean, they muck in as well.
Yeah.
Because when I first come here, round the edge of the road, there was all trees, like a hedge, big hedgerow.
All right, yeah.
I don't know if you've been there that way, have you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Where the trees were up?
Not, no.
Nah, well, that was all a hedgerow.
Okay.
It must have been about 20, 30 foot high.
Okay.
And we had to chop all that lot down.
Okay. So, did you get a feeling of fitness from doing
Yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Tony's indicating his biceps.
Yeah.
So, I imagine when you're lorry driving, it would be quite a contrast to the voluntary work you're doing now because you'd be, you know, stuck inside and you'd be static, but driving. Do you feel like it's a release of some kind now that you can be out in the
Oh,
open
yeah.
doing more
Definitely, oh, yeah.
athletic sort of things?
Yeah, well, not only that, I'm not under the, how can I say it? Not a spinal cap. I ain't got a spinal cap, I can do what I want down there. Well, within reason, like, you know. I mean, I'll get on with Will all right, which is the foreman, if you like,
Yeah.
running the place, you know. Get on with him all right, and here we go.
Do you think the sense of teamwork is quite strong as well then?
Yeah,
Yeah, you
it
work
will
together
get
as a
better
team.
as well. You know, I mean, I can understand that everybody don't come out of their house like I do when it's winter. You know what I mean? But once the old weather changes and the balls start to roll, we'll get the fence up,
Yeah.
everybody will be out.
Yeah. Do you anticipate getting involved in the gardening side then, as well as
Well,
the
I hope so,
construction? Yeah.
yeah.
What would you be looking forward to doing once things are up and running a bit more?
Just looking after the place, really. you know, sort of general. I'm not really sort of a person to be. This is the first time I've really been into flowers, you know, and what flowers, plants, onions, things in there, you know, veg. I've never done it before.
Do you fancy doing it?
Oh, yeah. I do, yeah.
What is it about?
Yeah,
well,
I mean, I've got myself a little growth down there now.
Ah, okay.
And it is starting to come through.
Oh, nice. What's that?
Onions.
Onions. Okay, great. And do you? I find there's a sense of achievement in watching things grow when you've planted something for the first time.
Mm.
Do you get that? A little buzz?
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I've seen like the onions start to come out.
Yeah.
But I ain't got
the full thing.
Yeah.
No. Okay. And do you think families will gain a lot from what you and the team
are doing? Yeah. This is like the trouble with the estate here. There ain't much here.
Yeah.
All there is a few swings over there.
Yeah.
And that is it. Mm. I mean, really, this Ravensthorpe should have like what Breton's got, which is like an outside swimming, not a swimming pool, but what do they call it? Water features and that, and they go under the showers and things like that. They've got all that over at Breton.
Have they?
Here? No.
No. So you think it will help families sort of keep fit and keep outdoors and in touch with
the environment? Yeah. I mean, you can't really expect kids to stay in all the time, you know. But once you get that place up and running, it'll be all right.
Yeah. Have you, do you think you've learned any new skills since being down there?
I'll be honest, not at the moment.
Yeah.
No, I haven't really yet.
Yeah. What of your skill set do you think you've used the most? What bits of your personality are coming to the foreground?
Being there, I suppose.
Just being there?
Yeah. I mean, me being there is helping people, because if they want anything done, you know, I'll always do it, you know.
Yeah. And does that give you a sense of satisfaction?
Well, yeah.
I
mean, the main thing we've got to do is get rid of all the rubbish, you know, which is, we ain't had the weather to burn it. So there's still a lot of wood there, you see.
Yeah. Is there much wildlife down there at the moment?
There is a pond in there, but it must be about 12 foot, I suppose, but nothing growing yet.
Okay. And did you ever work in a garden or a green space when you were growing up? Was it something that was around you? No.
No.
Did you grow up in Tottenham?
Hmm.
Mm. And did your parents have a garden?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a back garden, you know. But
yeah.
I mean, she had green things, my mum, right?
Yeah.
You know, but
what does she grow?
Like daffodils and things like that.
Pretty things.
Whatever come along, you know.
Yeah. Vegetables?
No, not so much vegetables, but it's, I don't know what their plants they used to call them a lot. You sort of go like that, and they're like rabbits. A rabbit face.
Okay, no, I think I know what you mean, but it's not springing to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she liked gardens for the look of them, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how would you like to see the space in sort of 5 years' time?
Thriving.
Yeah.
Mm.
What would you like to see down there?
Well, food for the kids, isn't it?
Yeah.
And plenty of veg and more outdoor life, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I like to see.
And how do you feel about healthy eating? Do you think there's a link between spaces like this and people feeding themselves better?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, it's been really interesting talking to you. What characters have you met down there who have become, you know, people who you really enjoy spending time with? You don't have to mention names.
No, well, I mean, there must be about a dozen blokes that I know that I've never met before.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't been going down there,
I'd never met them. So you're really happy about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got their numbers on my phone.
Yeah.
Any time I want them, you know.
Yeah.
They are helpful.
Yeah?
They're very helpful, yeah.
Mm. And is there a mix of men and women, or is it mainly men at the moment?
At the moment, it's mainly men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because really, the weather ain't been out much for their wives to come out and the kids, like, you know.
Oh, right, yeah. So a lot of them have families.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and all family ties, yeah.
So do you think there's a link between people who have families going to this space and the reasons why they're there? Do you think because they have children, they're more, like, invested in the community and want to do stuff for the community?
No, they will still come without the kids.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot, quite a few people, really, I was surprised, that do get actually stuck into it, you know.
Mm.
And we've had lots of prisoners come from the prison there. And they were really into it, like, you know.
And did you see their confidence improve or any aspects of their personality? Yeah.
Oh, it's a bit of them being banged up, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. What do you think they got out of it?
Learning how they grow things.
Yeah. Mm. So maybe just a really strong, clear skill that they can take out of prison with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm. I mean, probably can say there must be lots of sort of gardeners in there.
Mm.
But whether they're going to let him come out to us, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. What sort of things have they said about how they feel about the place and what they're doing there?
No, they like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've finished their sentence and they're gone, but they're going to be replaced next week.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So is there something that the team does to make people feel welcome when they come? Do you end up socialising together?
Yeah.
Do you all have, like, a cup of tea or a meal?
Yeah, yeah, it's plenty of that going on.
Yeah, okay. So do you find you often eat together and sort of bond that way?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm.
Okay.
I mean, really, it doesn't matter what they've done. That was in the past. They're finishing their sentence off and that's it, isn't it?
That's interesting, isn't it? So maybe spaces like Westhaven are places for fresh start.
Well, yeah, I mean, if that place hadn't have been sort of going as it is, then they would be still in the prison, wouldn't they?
Mm.
You know.
Okay. Do you think when they come to the place they understand what it is, or do you think it takes them a while to kind of understand what sort of organisation it is, what kind of place it is?
Yeah, once they start, they don't take them long to
twig what's going on.
Yeah, twig, if you like.
Twig. Do you have any funny stories? Can you remember any anecdotes from being in the green space?
Not really, no.
There's anything...
I mean, when they sort of turn up weekends, because everybody's got their own thing to do during the week, you know, which is expected. But you sort of expect them to turn up one night a weekend, which they do, depending on the weather, because it ain't been really that good, has it?
That's true, yeah. So, are you awaiting any deliveries, any interesting deliveries? What sort of things you're waiting to put in that place?
Deliveries?
Yeah, fences.
Secure fence,
yeah.
I mean, it's about 310 metres of fencing going up, you know.
Mm. So how long do you think that'll take?
About 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, we ain't doing it.
Yeah.
There's a company
that's
put three tenders out for it, you know.
And do you find local companies and people have given things to the place?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
what kind of things have people given?
Just like garden things, you know, a lot of shovels.
Yeah.
Tools. I mean, people do donate things, you know.
That's good.
Surprising, really.
Yeah, did it surprise you?
Mm.
Because you forget that people can be generous. You know, you hear so many negative stories in the news, but I think these places bring that to light.
Yeah.
There are people out there.
I mean, there are some hoarders about, aren't there?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, they've got their stuff in the back garden, but they won't part with it, you know.
Mm. So if you were in charge of, and we don't have to tell anyone this, but if you were in charge of that space, how would you sort of break it up and lay it out? Can you see having a particular thing in one corner, or having the kids area in another corner, or just having a big grassy space to...
No, you don't want a big grassy space. Different events in every corner.
Yeah.
Sort of partition it off. No, divide it off.
Yeah. Yeah. And is there an area of the space where people go to chill out and have a smoke?
Not really, no.
No. Okay. Maybe that will develop.
yeah.
And what would you like to do more of as the years go on, as you keep contributing to West Raven?
More people.
More people?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more people we get there, the better it is, isn't it?
Would you like to be part of that then, sort of getting more people involved and going out in the community?
Yeah. I mean, my missus, she can't really believe me coming up here so much.
Ah, okay.
You know?
It sounds like you're very committed, yeah.
Hmm.
Why can't she believe it?
I don't know, really. Being in one place. Being a lorry driver, you're always travelling.
Mm-hmm.
But being in one place now, I've had to adapt to be in one area.
Yeah.
You find it very difficult, you know.
Do you think it's a bit of a home from home, then? This development?
Not yet. Could be.
Mm. Yeah.
I'll let you know. I'll bring the mattress up, won't I?
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say about West Raven and what it's done for you and what you hope it will become?
Can I take a break here?
Sorry?
Can I take a break?
Take a little break?
Yeah.
We can take a little break.